Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We would like to start, Jamie, with the roll, please.
Yes. Okay, Commissioner Briseño, Commissioner Buck, Commissioner Duran.
Here.
Commissioner Faruqi.
Here.
Commissioner Kent, Commissioner Leach.
Here.
Commissioner Lee.
Here.
Commissioner Matsuba.
Here.
Commissioner O'Neill, Commissioner Steinberg, and Commissioner Wang.
I'm here.
Thank you. We do have a quorum.
Okay, great. Okay, now, Norma, I would like to invite you to start off, please.
Thank you, Commissioner Matsuba. So I wanted to get the opportunity to introduce our newest commissioner. She was appointed last night to the City Selection Committee to represent District 2. Her name is Adelie Duron, and I don't have her bio in front of me, but if you'd like to introduce yourself, we're so excited that you're here and welcome.
Thank you. Nice to meet you all. My name is Adelie Duron and I use pronouns she and ella. And I work at the University of California, Irvine as part of my regular day job. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to do and say anything else other than that, but I've worked in higher education for over, I think this is my 17th year. Very excited to be participating on this commission.
We're so glad to have you. So happy to have you, and hopefully we will get to meet you in person soon. Things happen really quickly here, especially on the Zoom. Somebody's face was on and they pop off and another face pops up. Welcome. We're so happy to have you. All right. Jamie, can we move on to the next item?
Yes. Next is open forum. If anybody wishes to speak to address the commission, if you can hit *9 or the hand raise icon on the Zoom app. We do not have any attendees, actually, so we do not have any requests to speak.
Okay, moving along to the next item, please. Okay.
Item number 2, review, discuss, and approve commission county statement to be issued regarding hate crime at Laguna Woods Church.
And has everyone had an opportunity to read over the statement?
No, I didn't, but I'll review it quickly.
Well, I guess we need to read it out loud as well. Norma, would you like to read? I have a little bit of a sore throat, so I'm trying to talk as little as possible. Norma?
I'm screen sharing as well. There's something, there's construction happening, so there might be some background noise. Okay, so regarding the Laguna Woods Church shooting. When we hear about senseless acts of violence, such as the ones that took place in Dallas, Houston, and Buffalo, our hearts hurt and feel for the lives that were lost and affected. It is another thing entirely when we hear that it's happened in our own backyard. It becomes more nuanced and real. On Sunday morning, the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods became a target of hate, and the impact of this shooting has reverberated throughout the county, specifically the senior Taiwanese American community. Hate activity in Orange County has steadily been on the rise nationally and locally. In Orange County, there has been an overall 42% increase in hate crimes since 2014. The Orange County 2020 hate crimes report indicated an 1,800% increase of incidents motivated by anti-Asian hate. Truth be told, these increases span the racial, ethnic, sexual orientation, religious, gender, and sexual orientation gamut. We all have a responsibility to stop hate in its tracks, said Chairman Doug Chafee, 14th supervisor. When we witness hate, we must call it out and put an end to it. And there's another quote, our places of worship are a sanctuary and should be free of hate, said Vice Chairman Donald P. Wagner. The acts of heroism and innocent bystanders will always be remembered, especially hero Dr. Zhang Chen, who tragically lost his life while defending his fellows. There's another quote, hate crimes and discrimination in any form cause long-lasting injuries on victims and the community at large, said Supervisor Andrew Doe. And we must announce it loudly and stand resolutely against it at every turn, no less than our children's future demands that we do this. Another quote, we will not tolerate hate in our places of worship, schools, or in our community spaces. We must root it out of Orange County and take bold stands against hate in every corner of this country, said Supervisor Katrina Foley, 2nd District. Last quote, I am thankful for our first responders who served without hesitation to protect us during these violent acts, said Supervisor Lisa Bartlett, 5th District. I am committed to working with the community and the Human Relations Commission to free us from the incidents of hate and fear. The Human Relations Commission offers its condolences to the parishioners of the Geneva Presbyterian Church, to the Taiwanese community, and all of those who have been impacted by this tragic hate crime. We remain steadfast in our mission to eliminate the causes of discrimination, intolerance, and hate. We are committed to bring support to those in need, creating safe spaces for healing, and leading the conversations on reimagining the ways we fight hate as a community. It is time that we show up in solidarity with our Taiwanese American neighbors and prove that Orange County will not tolerate hate. The commission will continue committed to the difficult work of promoting respect, diversity, and equity. If you have been a victim or know someone who has been a victim of hate crime or hate incident, please call your local law enforcement agency. Additional ways to report, call our confidential hotline, 714-480-6580, or you can report via our online portal at www.ochumanrelations.org/hatecrime/report.
Thanks, Norma, for reading it. So do we have any discussion about the statement?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Yes, hello.
Actually, I was listening to the letter and I might have missed it, but I think that we should mention the name of the Taiwanese Presbyterian Church, the Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church.
Yes, I can't remember. I guess it wasn't mentioned in there. Oh, yeah, it's on here.
No, it mentions the Geneva Presbyterian.
It's a, yeah, it doesn't say.
Oh, Taiwanese. Yes, you're right.
I think you could probably say that. Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, the church is called Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, and there's one in the last paragraph where it says, it starts, the commission will continue committed to the difficult work. We'll stand committed, I think it should be. The commission stands committed, or something like that. So, grammatically, something is not sounding right. It's the last paragraph. The second.
The commission will continue committed. Oh, yeah, there's something. Well,
just a side note to that, in previous occasions, we have heard the community talk about ableism and using the word stand for folks who physically might not be able to stand, being able to find.
Yeah. Or we can use the word remain committed. Just commission remains committed.
Remains committed or continues to be committed. Yeah, it's just a grammatical thing, like you said.
It's a grammatical, slight change. Yeah.
The other thing that I had two things I was wondering about. One, after this happened and the different reports that were coming out pertaining to Buffalo and to this almost simultaneously, the Buffalo mass murders were referred to as racial terrorism. while this was considered political.
This is
political. And I'm wondering if when we're listing up in the, and I can't move it down, obviously, but in that first paragraph, when we list all the various kinds of hate, we mention only racial and ethnic. And I'm wondering if in a case like this, if we need to use the word political or if we can use the word political.
This is Jennifer. So I don't know if I've ever shared with you guys, but I'm Taiwanese. And within the Taiwanese community, I'm actually considered mixed. And when this incident, when this occurred on Sunday, I was in the middle of it. Mm. One, because of who I am and who I serve and where I serve. It's also my connection to the churches. And the eyewitness account that I received that day as they were waiting to be interviewed by the FBI, many of us in the community knew that there was going to be a possibility of misunderstanding of what this means. I mean, I could teach a whole curriculum really about our community. And to tell you the truth, like when I, on Monday, I was in the meeting with the Attorney General and I was getting live updates about the press conference from the sheriff that when it was mentioned that it was political, it actually gave me goosebumps because I knew at that moment that there was a possibility that they didn't understand our community. Because when they announced that he was from China, many of us had a feeling that perhaps he was actually from ROC, Republic of China, which is actually Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like every day I get these phone calls from, I don't know how to explain it. This really, it takes a huge lesson, like these two different dynamics in our Taiwanese community. And people are really afraid that this is just going to keep causing more ethnic tension, I guess you can say, within our community. Because to tell you the truth, people in Taiwan, we don't refer to this sort of ethnic divide in a while. It's like the immigrants who came here, they still hold these old sentiments, grudges, hurt. And right now, this whole week, there's just been so much anger and confusion within the Taiwanese community because, like I said, I'm mixed. I get both sides of the situation. And at this moment, I would ask that we refrain from adding the word political, because it's not about, from my community and from my perspective, it's not about China and Taiwan. I think that a lot of this is also mental health of the person that went in there into Geneva Presbyterian Church. I mean, outside that church doesn't say Taiwanese. You know, he drove all the way from Las Vegas. It was very intentional. But right now, like, many of us, like for me, I've been asked a million times, are you going to make a statement? Are you going to make a statement about this situation? I wrote a statement actually for the organization I serve at, but I haven't issued it because I want sort of the misinformation to sort of die down before I make my own statement. And, you know, I appreciate the statement that the commission is going to make when it comes to adding the word political. I would ask that it not be added, because in my view, this is somebody who's hateful, who went into a sanctuary and attacked elderly people. You know, I think that we should mention the fact that the people were elderly. And I think that we should mention that it happened in, you know, Laguna Woods. That's how I perceive this.
Okay. Well, out of respect for Commissioner Wang and what she knows firsthand and that the rest of us don't, I certainly then do not want the word political added to it. And thank you, Jennifer, for kind of schooling us in the best of ways about that. I appreciate that. The other question I had was, to whom is this letter going? I obviously assume the congregation, but I am wondering if it can also a copy go to the mayor of Laguna Hills and the city of Laguna Hills. Just so that more people are aware of where this commission stands and the work that we're trying to do to end this kind of hatred.
So definitely it's going to the county because it was pushed through the county for approval.
Right.
It's going to be a media alert sent out by the county. I will send it to the Laguna Woods mayor and city manager, because even before this, we've already been working with them on responding to some other things. So
yes, I'm aware of that. I appreciate that, but I think Mayor Carroll would appreciate hearing and seeing this as well.
I may add to that as well. I'm sure we're going to send it to the church as well, so the community and the church leadership knows that we are taking some action, and our hearts and prayers go out to the victims and others that have been affected. The other thing I was Commissioner Jennifer Wang was mentioning, maybe a better way to kind of encapsulate without pointing political or terrorism and all that, any other forms of hate or manifestation of hate something of that sort, if you need to add a word to that sentence after sexual orientation, that could perhaps, it could encapsulate many forms people hate for whatever reason or agendas. Don't have to change, but if we have to add something. That's it.
Where were you suggesting we add that, Farid?
Right after genders and sexual orientation, including any other form of manifestation of hate, any other form of hate. And that could be, different things, right? Obviously, we cannot spell out every one of them. There's definitely mental issues, different things coming out of COVID and whatever that may be, financial. This person had many other issues going on in his life that he acted upon senselessly. Same thing happening in Buffalo in different ways. So to kind of just, if we have to be kind of inclusive or broad enough to say that besides racial, ethnic, sexual orientation, religious, gender, and sexual, it's kind of repeating over there. So I do not know. We can drop one of them because it's repeating twice, sexual orientation. So we can drop that and say, and any other form of biases and hate.
Are we distinguishing between hate and violent hate?
Well, we can put emphasis on violent hate because that's taking it to another level. Right.
It could be racial, ethnic, religious, gender, and sexual orientation, and other, what was the word you used?
Other forms.
Of violent hate or something
violent,
like
that. Hate. I mean, because it could be violent, it could be silent hate as well, or whatever expressed in different ways, First Amendment rights, whatever else. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, we have a repetition over there. We can drop one of those and then.
Orientation, yeah. Drop one of those.
I'm actually working on it as you all speak, so.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nora.
Yeah, other forms of
it could be
violent hate.
Just because I look differently or I speak differently or whatever that may be, right? So all forms, and that's where, whether it is politically motivated or terrorism, extreme your ideology, phobia, anti-Semitism, you name it, you can throw everything in there.
I find it interesting perplexing, and I'm not sure what another word would be, but in both the cases of Buffalo and Laguna Woods, that the perpetrators traveled great miles to do this kind of harm.
Yeah. They didn't do it in their backyard. They did it in somebody else's backyard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No,
that makes it right.
Any other changes to make to the edits?
So what did you put? What did you put on that sentence?
Yeah, we can't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, we're only frozen on that. Okay, there we go. Okay.
So I need to re-nudge this.
And then the other one was
gender and other forms.
Dropped sexual orientation as other, truth be told, these increases racial, ethnic, religious, gender, sexual orientation, and other forms of violent hate.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks
do
good.
We need the phrase truth be told, or can we just go right into it? These increases span the racial, ethnic, religious, and many other forms of violent hate.
There you go. And then what was the other one at the bottom?
Well, up here I added Taiwanese Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
And then there was
at the bottom part.
The commission remains committed
to the difficult work of promoting. Okay.
And I think that there was just a couple other things that I changed just because of it was ING and it didn't go through, but I think those were the ones that were just suggested.
Yeah, that was. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think it's ready to make a motion, Commission.
Yes. If we could have someone make a motion for us to
make a motion. This is Fareed.
Yes.
I second. This is Jennifer.
Okay. And Jamie, if we could take a vote, please. It wasn't pretty clear to me to show the effort that we got. Jamie? Oh.
It would help if I unmuted my.
Oh, there you go.
I apologize.
There you are.
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
All right, the rest of us do. I don't know.
Let me start over. All right. Commissioner Briceño, Commissioner Buck, Commissioner Duran.
Aye.
Commissioner Faruqi.
Aye.
Commissioner Kent, Commissioner Leach.
Aye.
Commissioner Lee.
Yes.
Commissioner Matsuba.
Aye.
Commissioner O'Neill, Commissioner Steinberg, and Commissioner Wang.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, it passes unanimously.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Norma, for working on that for us in a timely fashion and getting to the supervisors to get some quotes from them. I think that making it very impactful. Did we have another item?
Adjournment.
Okay. I officially adjourn the meeting. See you all soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, everyone.
Feel better, Joanne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.